And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
The fun doesn't stop this week, Jamon.
No.
The Thunder have traded Danny Green to the Philadelphia 76ers for Al Horford. Sam always gets his guy. He's always getting his guy.
One way or the other.
We've always wanted Danny Green. We had Danny Green. We've always wanted Al Horford. Now we've got Al Horford. They're getting a first-round pick and a second-round pick. It's unclear what those picks are, what the protections are, when they are. I don't think that
there's
we know
no way it's this year's
yet.
21st, is it?
To get their own pick back? That'd be
the Mike Muscala pick?
Hilarious, man. I don't know.
Which would mean, so there was that report that just came out from that Yahoo writer. And
yeah,
she did mention that they're trying to get up to get Aaron Naismith, but it's Neesmith.
It is Neesmith, yeah.
And which would be insane because he literally is a straight shooting machine.
Straight up shooter.
But that's not the point for right now, but maybe we'll find out here during this little jump on what the pick will be.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just a lot of people talking about how many picks that the Thunder have.
It's crazy. Hopefully we'll get clarification in the next few minutes as to what the actual trade is, because I don't think you can trade those guys for each other straight up. Anyways.
So here, this is Sam Vecenie just said this, and he said, just to be very clear on how good Sam Presti is, Sam Presti turned Dennis Schroeder into two first-round picks, a second-rounder, and Al Horford.
Yeah, because here's the – I mean, they – it's likely they won't be able to trade Horford day one. Like, I don't think they can just flip him again.
Yeah, but he's not going to make you that good.
No. But I'm just saying, like, you could rehab his – or you just keep him on your team. Good guy, good man. I think this is really, it's really interesting, and it makes it this team. It's funny. You look at the roster right now and you're like, huh, lots of good players.
So I asked this question right and jumped on. I said, here's the deal. The Thunder aren't putting together a squad, are they? So let's walk through this. Ricky Rubio, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
mm-hmm.
Lugans Dort.
Yep.
Darius Bazley.
Yes.
Kelly Oubre.
Yep.
Al Horford. Stephen Funaki Adams.
Oh, man.
I think that's a squad, man.
It's a squad.
I mean, they wouldn't get much higher than 7-6, maybe?
7? Oh, gosh.
Okay. Why not, man? We're not going to do this. I can't spend this much time doing it.
Terrence Ferguson is also in the trade. The Sixers are sending a lightly protected 2025 first-round pick and the 34th overall pick in tonight's draft. So the 2025, I freaking love that. Like, I know that most people aren't excited about that, but I'm super excited about a lightly protected 2025 pick that, like, that makes me just...
Terrence Ferguson, don't talk to me about draft picks.
Slightly warmer in my bed tonight. Yeah, it's good. That's a good situation for T-Ferg, too. Like, if you're going to...
I think the Sixers, who knows, man? I don't know what Danny Green has left in the tank, but he's a guy that they needed. It's like an addition by subtraction, too, because Horford's fantastic, but obviously the Horford-Embiid teammate lineup didn't really work for them. This is insane. And then the other thing that just came up, and let me find out who tweeted it. I think it was Sam Gannon, who used to be, I think she was an old Fox News or Fox 25 reporter. Anyway, she said that there's at least some sort of conversation about a Gallinari sign and trade with the Mavericks. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy that's tweeting about it that is, I don't know how reputable he is. So,
right. That is the hard thing.
There's a lot floating around there.
There's also, the Sixers are also sending the rights to a Serbian point guard named Vasilije Micic to the Thunder. So another Serbian. Isn't that what our boy Poku is?
He sounded like such an Oklahoman right then.
Isn't that what our boy Poku is?
Our boy Poku, Pokemon. That's also cool. It's just like another shot, right? I mean, that's, I like. I mean, you basically take a guy that was just barely, I mean, he was just the salary filler, right? In order to get Schroeder to OKC. And then you turn him into a prospect that could be coming over. You turn him into a future. Here's the deal. You don't really want the 20th pick in this draft if you already have 25 and 28.
Right.
What you want is, hey, kick the can as far down the road as you can and give me that pick. And also don't protect it. Okay. Don't protect it. Well, now the Thunder have 25, 28, 34.
Yeah, that's what Woj just said, three picks in the top 34 tonight. And so,
yeah.
And they're just trying to move up a little bit, right? We got some guy named First Name, never heard of this guy before, but he says that Micić is really pretty good. One of the best Euro players right now. This is where we need Mikele, but it's like
I know
midnight, and he's not going to get up for this.
I know. Micić might be the oldest player on the Thunder by the time he comes over too.
And still somehow younger than Obi Toppin.
Still somehow everyone is older than Obi Toppin. Man, this is wild, man.
The Thunder are surely moving up tonight.
They are sure. This is another effort to do that. I mean, maybe they love somebody else. But I doubt that I would be shocked if they walked away with three picks in tonight's draft. I'll say that.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, I'm borderline irresponsible.
Yeah. But this is also the way that it's been described to me by people around the league that scout these guys in a much better fashion than I do is they call it a flat draft. That after kind of the first couple picks where it's like, okay, maybe Anthony Edwards can be a star. Maybe LaMelo Ball can be a star. Maybe James Wiseman. I don't know. Then it's just flat. That number 26 or number 28
could be as good as, yeah,
could be the best 12, player in basically. The draft, and you just don't really know. But, man, Jay.
But I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool.
So they've already flipped Danny Green, right? Now they do find themselves in this predicament where they do need to flip Kelly Oubre. They do need to flip Al Horford. They do need to flip Steven.
Unless you put all of these picks together and you go and get Kawhi Leonard.
I'm just saying.
We're building a team for
Kawhi.
I'm
just saying.
Hey, Kawhi.
This is where you turn the assets in. This is a really quick repositioning.
This is quickly to reposition to get a star. Man, I mean, that's tremendous value because they did. I mean, they traded Schroeder on Sunday. That wasn't that long ago. Today is Wednesday. They traded Schroeder on Sunday.
Hey, so
and they've already turned Schroeder into the 28th pick, the 34th pick, a future 2025 lightly protected, which I very much like, and Al Horford.
Yeah, I do think Horford, I think if he spends some time kind of rehabbing who he is a little bit this year, I think you can at least get something for him. I don't think he's an asset that, even though the Sixers had to do that, and that's primarily because they didn't have any leverage.
Yeah.
But there's somebody that is going to be, looking for a guy like Horford. Boston, for example, you know, I don't know how you would make, I'm not even talking like further down the line, but there's somebody that could find a few years of use out of Horford, but
yeah,
that's somebody in the group chat here is talking about all of these different guys, that are flippable. Oubre is flippable. Rubio's flippable. Like there's Thunder only one contract. I believe the Thunder have that they would have to give an asset away to get rid of. And they have no pressure to get rid of that. Steven Adams.
Yeah.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I was looking for somebody to hire for my team, I had to go to LinkedIn Jobs because you just don't know the quality of these candidates. And the good thing about LinkedIn Jobs, it kind of helps you filter through and find the best people. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, and think about this. So back in, was it the summer of 2015, I believe, the Thunder had a chance to match a contract signed by the Portland Trailblazers for Enes Kanter. Many smart, smart people said, do not do that. Do not sign Enes Kanter. You let him go. He's not worth that contract. Fast forward. They trade Enes Kanter for Carmelo Anthony.
This is a deep dive, man.
Fast forward again. Carmelo Anthony doesn't work out. No big deal. Trade a fake first round pick and Carmelo Anthony to the Hawks for Dennis Schroeder. Great. Some people thought, oh, you might as well just waive Carmelo Anthony. Here's why you don't do that. Here's exactly why you don't do that is because they turned Dennis Schroeder into two first-round picks, one second-round pick, which is very valuable, by the way. The 34th pick in the draft is a valuable pick because that's a guy that you can sign to whatever deal you want, and he's low-cost and could be good. Like, in this draft, Sam Vecenie will tell you he's got up to 40-something picks, right? And Al Horford, who is possibly flippable. I mean, I wouldn't say that the Thunder can't extract value because the Thunder have continued to get players that you think have no value and they continue to extract value or find circumstances in which they have value. People said Danny Green didn't have value. People that are smart said Danny Green doesn't have value. Well, Sam said, actually, no. I just need to find the right situation where he has value. And they got it. So I'm just telling you that way back when people said, hey, there were smart people saying, hey, you should just play Mitch McGarry in that spot. That's all you need to do is play Mitch McGarry in that spot. Don't let Enes Kanter go. But because they kept him, now they have additional first-round picks, an additional second-round pick that is extremely valuable, and Al Horford. I mean, it's a wild set of events to get you there, but this is why you have to trust Sam Presti when he's bringing guys in, because he can flip them and turn them into assets.
Ah, man, here's the deal is there, when the season actually starts, there may be some pain. Watching this team just get run off the floor.
Unless you have Cox Cable, you can't even watch it, Jamon.
for me, though, I'm like, yeah, it's the perfect season to be really bad. Number one, number two is like, you looked at their, like McKelly, I think, retweeted the schedule for the Thunder for this year. And I'm like, I don't feel confident about a team that's really going to be stripped down winning very many games of any of those.
I know. I know, and they could be hodgepodgey for a little while, I don't know what they can do without Horford. I don't know what they can do, but
yeah, he's got, what does he have left here? So he has 3 years. He is 27. It actually is descending, which is kind of nice. But
your three is partially guaranteed.
Okay, then it's 27 for the next two. It's going to be hard to move that. Like, you're going to be pretty desperate. Yeah. I mean, like I said, unless Boston, I don't think they'd want to do that. But like a Hayward, because Hayward's out the door from what you can tell. That doesn't make sense. But I'm just trying to think out loud as we're kind of walking through this.
You ask for one of their picks. I don't know if they want. I mean, they probably want him back. I don't know if they would. I think
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Derek Gordon's contract?
I would not underestimate. I mean, that's one you could do. And just say, hey, Eric Gordon, go ahead and stay broken down over there, buddy. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that is.
Well, when I'm saying, yeah, keep stay broken down. Remove the protection from one of your pick swaps or one of your. And you can have Al Horford right now.
The pick swap protection for 2021, and we have no problems, right?
Right. Oh, I mean, Horford would probably make more sense for Houston.
No doubt. No doubt that he would. There's no question to me that he would make more sense. Oh, I like this. This is 333 car who. I don't know who you are, but I like you because you said Horford's Batum.
That's fantastic.
Oh, hey, Charlotte, we know Nicholas Batum has no value whatsoever. We'll give you a good player in Al Horford. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do, and this is what they did with the Sixers, and it's so sneaky. It is so darn sneaky. They said, Sixers, don't even worry about the 2025 pick. Just top three protected. No worries. Who knows what the Sixers look like in 2025? That's 5 years from now. We don't know what they will look like or what they will do. Maybe they will trade for, I don't think Tillman Fertitta will allow it to happen, but maybe they'll trade for James Harden. James Harden doesn't win a championship in 2 years from there, and then he leaves. And then what do you got? I mean, that's a sneaky, sneaky, shrewd move. And it may not pay massive dividends, but I'll tell you this. The Thunder plan to be competing then. They plan to be competing then. And to have an extra first-round pick when you are trying to compete in 2025, which I wholeheartedly believe the Thunder will be trying to compete during that year, they can use that to flip for a good player, for a player you need now. That's another reason why it's shrewd. And they may be bad and you just wait, you just sit on it. But man, that's when you need picks as capital, right? To improve your team. And that's exactly what they did.
It's kind of this, what Boston's done, but I don't remember enough of the details of that Nets trade, but it feels like the Thunder have far more assets than Boston even did.
Yeah.
And so, but you have to hit. You have to start hitting on some of these, but you also have to be bad enough to where, for the Thunder, the better option or the more likely option is that you're going to have to be bad enough to get those top three picks or top five picks. And then you start moving some of these assets around. So if you're at three and you want who's at two, or you want, you know, that's how you start making those moves, is you can really start utilizing. Like if this draft was better,
yeah,
and you had Golden State at number two, but you had an asset like Kelly Oubre, who they really liked, and you're like, hey, we'll give you three of these future first and Kelly Oubre for the two because we love this guy there. And the Warriors are like, done, we're out.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff that makes sense for the Thunder, you know, like going forward. I don't know. This is exciting. This is a fan, as far as like content, this is the best time that I've ever been, other than like free agency or the, you know, the Paul George trade and all that stuff. But this is fantastic.
This is great. The draft is tonight. Be sure to hang out with us. I've got to work during the top 10 of the draft, and so we will start our draft party after the 10th pick. Really, after I get done with work after the 10th pick,
is it going to be like this?
It'll be like this. It'll look just like this. We'll have people in the chat. We'll be asking questions. Hey, if you want to be a part of our chat, or even if you want to be on video, send me a DM or something. My DMs are open. And give me a compelling reason why you should be a short guest on this. So thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, click subscribe. We would really appreciate that. Enjoy the draft tonight, guys, and we will talk to you then.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.